For Cheyenne Today. Joining us for Cheyenne Today for the second part of our show is Brian Thomas with Meridian Trust, 630-2266. That's our text line. If you have a question for Brian, or 634-1240, of course, that's our Fat Boys Tired Auto phone line. Any questions, comments for Brian? So welcome this morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning, Carrie. Glad to be here.
Good morning. Glad to have you. Today we're talking about some smart buying tips when it comes to cars, right?
We are, yeah. A lot of people will think that this can be a spontaneous buy and just show up to the dealership and see what's on the lot and walk away with something. And really, this is something that should be a, you know, if not even weeks, but maybe month-long process as you go through the car buying process and needing to really learn about what your true needs are and then what's going to be best suited for you, your family, for those needs for getting a car.
Yeah, it really is a long process. You can't just be in there and, you know, find something you like and get it right away, because unfortunately, there's a lot more that goes into that process.
Well, and even in today's age, you know, sometimes going to that dealership, you won't even see some of the cars on the lots. So you might have to wait anyway if you're going to get something new. But yeah, there's a lot of things that you should really focus on. And the first question that you should ask yourself is what do I need my car for? Is it just to get from point A to point B? Are you a commuter? What is really the purpose for your car buying needs? And when you decide that, you need to think about, if you're a commuter, you really need to think about gas efficiency. And a lot of people now, if you're commuting, might even think about maybe electric vehicles. You don't have the wear and tear of an engine that you do on electric vehicles. So really thinking about the what behind the car buying is extremely important. And you really should sit down and write out those needs and understand, what is it that I'm truly looking for? If you're commuting 60, 70 miles a day, you know, a pickup getting 18 miles or 16 miles per gallon probably isn't the right choice. So really think about those needs. And write those needs down before you decide to really go shopping.
You also mentioned the wear part of it. You know, obviously consider where we live, right?
Yes. And you and I were just talking, you know, the traffic jams in Texas, they're not used to snow, you know. So if you're in Arizona, a sedan or a convertible is a great option for you. Good weather, you're rarely going to have bad weather. But here in Wyoming, you really need to think about all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, something that's going to get you to and from work when these snowstorms come in like we just had this week.
Well, and even just in town as well. I mean, you don't have to really live outside of town to want to have a four-wheel drive or something that's going to get you through the snow. It's kind of navigating these streets, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you get these builds up on the side streets. But, you know, you bring up a good point. Again, thinking about if you're a rancher, you know, a farmer, you know, those pickups are going to be, you know, a high need, high, you know, a demand vehicle. And right now, I'm also in the market. I'm 6 months out from being able to potentially buy a pickup truck. So if you are in the market, you really need to start planning soon if you need something sooner rather than later from that standpoint. So, again, planning and preparation is critical. Understand what the vehicle is, getting items such as like consumer reports and telling you, you know, what are the good things about the vehicle, what are the bad things, what are things that you need to consider from a maintenance perspective. So again, lots of research, and that's what I just tell people: research, whether it's the financing options, the vehicle that you're going to buy, where you're going to buy it, and what you're using that vehicle for.
Well, also, I assume that just like with everything, the supply chain probably has an effect on the car buying business as well, too. So,
yeah, it certainly does. You know, so there's good news and bad news here. So the good news is when you take your vehicle in and trade that in, if you own your vehicle, you know, free and clear, you're going to get a really good price on your vehicle trade in. Or if you sell your vehicle, you're going to get a really good price. But on the turn side of that, when you go to buy the new car, you're not probably going to be able to negotiate as much as you used to in the past. You're going to be probably closer to that sticker price than what you've been used to, because there's a high demand but very little supply.
Speaking about what you can afford, financing, things like that, how do you know how much you can afford? What's the baseline when it comes to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I kind of say it always depends. A good baseline is you want to maybe think about 10 to 15% of your household income. But that 10 to 15%, if I'm making $2,000, my household's making $2,000 versus $5,000, can be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And you want to think about what your discretionary income is. And you always want to put in, you know, consideration of, now this is my car payment, now what can I put in savings? Those need to be the two questions you need to think about: is, can I afford this car payment, one? And then two, what am I going to put in savings after that, or do I have to change what I'm putting in savings? Because you should always be building up that reserve as well. And there's other things that you need to consider. You know, there's lots of times, you know, that we see a lot of that folks think, oh, I can afford $400 a month. And that's what they think of only. But if I'm going from a sedan that's getting 30 miles per gallon to a truck that's getting 18 miles per gallon, I've now got maybe $80, $100, $120 more in gas costs that I didn't think of. So now that $400 is now $520. Now I have insurance on a brand new vehicle that I didn't have to have on my paid for free and clear vehicle, which could be another $80 a month. So now maybe you're up to $600. So really thinking about those additional expenses, you know, maintenance, oil changes, those are all things that you should take into consideration when you're thinking about that monthly expenditure and what I call kind of the total cost all in of a vehicle. Because walking in thinking $400 is going to be my outlay and then ending up with $600 can be very different for a lot of different, you know, for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where you guys at Meridian Trust kind of come in too. You know, we're talking about financing. There are a lot of options when it comes to financing, especially financing your car. What's some of those options and what should people consider when coming in to kind of talk to you guys about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there are a lot of different financing options that are available to folks. You know, you can go to the dealership and, you know, maybe it's GM or Toyota that they have financing specials that you can get. You know, they might offer 0% or a low introductory rate, or they might, you know, offer, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 cash back. Those are things you have to really take into consideration, right? You know, so $2,000 in hand might sound really good, but if that takes you from going to 0% to 1.99%, you got to think about that interest charge over the term of that loan, whether it be 36 months or if it go out to 72 months, that interest expense is vastly different. And so, you know, we've got a lot of really great staff and advisors at Meridian Trust, and I would encourage anyone that is in the market to go in and talk to their local bank or to their credit union, talk to someone in their loan department about financing needs and what's available. We've got great rates at Meridian Trust that makes those car payments much more affordable. Again, prices are typically higher now for vehicles, and so getting the lowest interest rate that you can is critically important if you have to finance your vehicle. And so really thinking about your financing needs and researching what that looks like. You know, as I said, a 36-month term, your payment might be higher, but the interest that you're going to pay over the life of that of that loan is going to be much less if you go out to 72 months or even 84 months. And so looking at the interest expense, again, understanding what your payment needs are is critical. You really need to research, just like you're researching your vehicle, research your financing options and what's going to be best for you.
And really, that's what you guys at Meridian Trust are there for. I mean, to kind of walk people through this process, especially those first-time car buyers. I mean, that's a lot to take in. It's a lot to understand, and you're getting, you know, one side from the dealership, possibly, one side from maybe, you know, your financer. So this is kind of your guys' place to kind of step in and be on their side and walk them through the process too.
Yeah, right? we're really dealership agnostic, right? So yeah. Our whole focus is trying to be a great financial advisor for our members or anyone that comes in and has questions, is give them the best possible advice when they're going in to buy a vehicle and having them understand the cost of ownership and what that looks like. You know, it's not just buying a car sometimes. There's other additions to those vehicles that people may not be aware of. There's guaranteed asset protection, which is called GAP. There's extended warranties. There's service warranties. You know, there's wheel and tire elements that they can add to the vehicle's cost. And you need to understand what those services are and what those costs might look like and shop those costs, because you can get those at the dealership. You can also get those typically at your credit union. And we offer those types of services as well, and pricing those things out. Again, I think the overall theme is just, you know, be an educated consumer when you're going in and taking a purchase of this magnitude and really understand what you're getting into.
Yeah, you say kind of be careful with those incentives, because they can, as you said, add up and, you know, sound great at the time, but, you know, maybe overall it's not the best way to go.
Yeah, and if you just use that example of I can get 0% or I can get $2,000 cash in hand, right? Okay, so now I decide the $2,000, and now my rate is, we'll say it's 299 over 84 months, and now I've paid you know, $8,000 or $9,000 in interest for $2,000 cash in hand. Again, everyone's needs are different, and certainly getting cash back could be a good option, especially if you're going to pay cash for the vehicle. But really, again, understanding the costs of ownership and knowing what's going to make the most sense for you financially. And again, that's what our team at Meridian Trust are going to be there and do, is they're going to share with you and let you really understand what that buying process looks like and what's going to be the best decision for you.
What about when it comes to negotiations and haggling? I mean, a lot of people don't feel comfortable on that. They can't do it. They just, you know, sit down and say, okay, I'll take, you know, this is what it costs. This is what I'll buy, purchase it for. What advice do you have for those folks?
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? Because you don't go to the grocery store and haggle over the right. price of beef. But you do need to negotiate your price of a vehicle. And but, you know, there are, for those that don't feel comfortable, there are dealerships that are one price, and that's the price that you pay. You'll typically pay just a little bit more than for those that feel comfortable negotiating. But again, you don't have to go through that process. And if people aren't comfortable, certainly, again, look for those types of options. But I would always say, you know, a couple different things. One, when you have done your research and you're ready to shop, if you're not feeling comfortable, you've got to be willing to walk away. Mm-hmm. Take some time to think about it, but you do need to be able to negotiate. You need to be able to advocate for yourself, but also we at Meridian Trust can also help you understand, hey, here's a price range that really you should be in with the vehicle that you're looking at. So you go in, again, having a really good idea of what that price looks like, and then the more well-equipped you are from a knowledge standpoint, the better position you are in a place to negotiate the price of that vehicle, because you know what the price should be and then how to advocate for yourself. And certainly we will advocate for you too as members of Meridian Trust. So, you know, just knowledge is strength when you're going in and ready to negotiate and sit down at that table and talk about price of vehicle.
Well, and that's why you said do your research, because, you know, not only into the car, you know, that you're looking at, but the research into the whole process. And there are some tools, some online tools for that research, right?
Yeah, you know, like I talked about, you know, Consumer Reports is a great thing to go and research about vehicles and understanding, you know, what are the pros of one vehicle and the cons of another one. Really doing your homework on understanding what you're getting into of a vehicle, like, hey, this one might require a little bit more servicing costs because parts are harder to get or they're more expensive. You've got cars.com or Auto Trader. Again, those are great things for helping find a dealership, narrowing down the choice of vehicle that you want to get. You've got Auto Gravity is a great app that you can actually take with you that can also help you find a great lender. So there's lots of tools out there to go out and, hey, what are things, and just Google, you know, help car buying, you know, or, you know, finding the right vehicle. You'll get great information. And again, you know, go to your local financial institution, go down to your credit union, come see us at Meridian Trust. You know, we're going to be able to kind of assess what your needs are and then help you kind of narrow your focus down. And then also really explain to you what those financing needs look like and what's going to make the most sense for you financially.
Do you find that there's a certain time of the year or that maybe it's a better time to look for cars or to kind of go through this process than opposed to a different time of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think it really depends on your need. If your car breaks down, there is no good time.
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Right. But, you know, when there's a model changeover, typically we're going from the 21 models to the 22 models. Typically you're going to get some incentives to purchase that 21 because they want to get those 22s all on the lots and start selling those. So, you know, that happens sometimes, you know, around the August, September, October timeframe. It all depends. It can be any time now just with the supply chain. But typically when there's a changeover, that can be a really good time to go car shopping. But really, you know, I think it's when you've got the right knowledge, when you're in need of a vehicle, it's the right time financially for you. Maybe you've saved up some money to put down. That's really, you know, it's a personal choice, but really I would say when there's a model crossover is a good time to start car shopping.
Those that need your help from Meridian Trust and they come in, what type of things do they need to bring in with them to kind of maybe sit down with you? And, you know, if they're thinking, they haven't really maybe, you know, had their eye out on one car yet, but thinking about purchasing in the future, what documents, what things do they need to come in you know, in mind to sit down with you guys and kind of go over this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And, you know, it can be as simple as just come in yourself. You know, if you're just wanting to start getting some knowledge up front, because we can write down everything for you and give you what you need. If you've already done the research and you think you're pretty close to wanting to buy, you know, it would be good, obviously, to bring your driver's license, your insurance, pay stubs. If you've got an invoice for the vehicle that you know that you want to buy, having all that information at your fingertips is certainly very helpful, and it gives us all the information that we need. But you can come in not having really any knowledge and just start asking questions like, hey, I'm interested in buying a vehicle. What can I afford? And we can go down and we can sit through a budget with you, and we can talk about, you know, what some anticipated costs might be if it relates to those ancillary products that you're going to get with that vehicle. Do you need extended warranty? Will you need gap coverage on your vehicle? So those are all things we can do just you walking in today. We can give you and equip you with all that information so you're a better shopper when you're ready to hit that dealership.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one aspect that Meridian Trust provides. I mean, it's just one part of what you guys do there to kind of help the community. And, you know, lots of things going on at Meridian Trust that maybe the community doesn't use or take you guys up on enough, right?
No, absolutely. And again, car shopping and price shopping, yeah. You know, we're offering, you know, 1.9% rate, which is a fantastic rate. And people that even have a vehicle now that they're financing, you know, we're offering 1% off a rate that you have today if you refinance with us. Again, that saves you money, puts money back into your pocket right now when inflation is hitting high, groceries are higher. Any amount that you can save is an amount worth saving and putting back either into savings or your discretionary income. So there's lots of things that we can do and others out there. And, you know, so talk to your local credit union, talk to your local bank, call us. We're happy to give you and be great financial advocates for you.
And like you said, maybe if you're not even sure if refinancing is going to make a difference or it's for you, it's okay to call and just check it out.
Yeah. Because we might say, hey, you've got a great deal right now.
Don't mess with it.
Just leave it. Or we might say, hey, we can save you $120 a month. And now we can work with you on what do you want to do with that $120? Yeah. How do you want to make that an investment into you, into your future, whether that be education, whether that be your savings? Those are things we can have conversations about.
All right. Lots of options there. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Brian Thomas with Meridian Trust. Anything else you want to add? We didn't cover today.
Yeah, no. Again, just research. Yeah. And we're at Meridian Trust here, and we're happy to help you with any questions that you might have.
Yeah, hop online at Meridian Trust, too, and kind of check out the rates and things going on there, right?
MyMeridianTrust.com.
Perfect. All right, Brian Thomas, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. All right, your weather forecast is coming up next.
Capital City Weather. Cheyenne forecast calling for fair to park.